USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is condemning a radical movement to destroy American statues and memorial sites.
A radical movement is attempting to demolish this treasured and precious inheritance. We can't let that happen.
The president calling it a campaign of violence and anarchy, making that speech at the National Archives. The president now heading to the battleground state of Wisconsin. A teenager is in custody and another suspect on the loose after firing at two Arizona Department of Public Safety troopers in Phoenix on Thursday.
Our two detectives who were wearing police attire, easily identifiable as police officers, were here just simply supporting another operation that was going on nearby.
DPS Captain Jesse Galvez, you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I work in healthcare, and I haven't gotten even a runny nose. I'm pretty convinced that this is something to do with it. And you know what? I will never be without it. It's amazing. I'm telling you, it's amazing.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
People in Alabama are being told to wait another day before cleaning up from Hurricane Sally. First responders are still in recovery and rescue stages, while crews are just now beginning to restore power to their homes. The governor is asking everyone to have patience. Smoke from fires in California has made its way east, but folks were a little surprised when it ended up across the pond. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
Smoke from western U.S. wildfires made news when it started to show up on the nation's east coast in the past few days. Well, now it's turning up in the skies over Europe. Experts have noted this week that Seattle, Portland, and San Francisco are also dealing with the worst air pollution on the planet because of the fires. The fires having burned millions of acres, killing dozens of people, driving thousands from their homes, and wiping out several small towns.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
The Twitter account belonging to the Chinese virologist who said she can prove the coronavirus was created in a Chinese lab and intentionally released was suspended. Dr. Li Minyang's Twitter account, followed by just under 60,000 people, was suspended this week after she claimed to possess scientific evidence that China manufactured and released the coronavirus. The video was also removed from Facebook. As far as what can be done to hold companies like Facebook and Twitter accountable, Republican Congressman from Missouri Josh Hawley says,
we can let people sue, Tucker, and we can let people like Dr. Atlas sue when YouTube takes her videos down. Dr. Yan, when her Twitter account gets canceled, she's deplatformed, we can let her sue. Right now they can't. They can't sue. Nobody can. If you get discriminated against on the basis of speech by these platforms, you have no recourse because of the law that Congress has written. This is the heart of the sweetheart deal that big tech gets from big government, and it is time to end it. That's how we can get their attention, and that's how we can give power to individuals and users and Americans and take power away from big tech.
Holly speaking there on Fox News. And New York City schools will delay in-person schooling for the second time, with K through 8th grade students returning September 29th in a phased reopening. For more news, find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.